Harley, I'm sure you're well versed after several seasons of, you know, the pre-season routine. Does it ever get any easier?
No, it doesn't get any easier. It changes a little bit. The old school, to be fair, we did a couple of old school runs this year, but it's definitely sports science brought it on a lot more, whereas the manager would have controlled it a lot more before. And this year, the last four, I don't know, 5-7 years have been once you've hit your numbers, you're done sort of thing. Whereas I remember my first ever one at Dagenham, just running and running and running. But no, yeah, they don't get easier, but they are obviously necessary and they hold you in good stead for the season, really.
Because it never takes very long to come around. And here we are. Does the team feel ready, the squad feel ready this time?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone feels fit. Everyone's had a good pre-season, although we had a bit of disruption with COVID and stuff like that, but the majority are fine and fit and, yeah, ready to go.
I imagine that perhaps the most important thing is to actually get people back in stadiums regularly. I don't know whether you or any of the players ever quite got used to the fact that you were playing in empty stadiums, but I don't suppose you ever did you?
Well, we did. I think it was strange to have fans in it on Saturday here. Yes, so it did feel strange. Normally, you just take it for granted, playing football in front of people, like that's your job. And as special as it is, it's where you've been so used to it for so long, you take it for granted like you would with anything else. And it was really good to play in front of the fans, albeit not a full house, but I'm sure people have been dying to get back to football, so I imagine that the stadium will be packed for most weeks. You'd hope so anyway. And hopefully we have a good year and they enjoy it.
And what would be a good year for Blues this year? I mean, since before your time here, it's always seemed that there's been some drama during a season. I don't want to be too, you know, cliched about it, but is a good season actually a quiet one for this club for a change, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could say so. I think improvement on the position we finished last year. I think you can tell we're going to try and be a different style of footballing team as well to what it has been for a long time. And just, yeah, quiet season, no, I don't know, transfer embargoes, no deduction of points, no four managers in a season, like just a good run club and hopefully we can get some results on the pitch and have a positive season and something to build on for the year after.
But there was some reason for optimism from Lee Bowyer's arrival towards the end of last season. I mean, there is genuine cause to be optimistic about that, isn't there?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think our form until we changed it for the last two games was top three form, was it?
Yeah.
And that was it wasn't by luck, that was just by direction from the manager. And I've always said we've got a good squad here, and we have got a good squad of players, and we've added even more quality to it. It was just a direction side for the last 2 years for me, that it was all over the place. So we've got a really good manager at the minute who's really clear and concise in what he wants. An English manager as well for me in the Championship, you can't really beat him. Previous was Gary Monk, the one that we were successful than we had been as well. And I see him as really similar people. And I'm optimistic, but you don't want to start throwing out numbers and where you're going to finish, because if you don't reach them, you get thrown down. So, we're looking forward to just playing well, improving, and as you said, having a quiet season.
Does he seem to find a way to tune in a lot of the players in the squad who, for whatever reason, it hadn't been working? He seemed to find a way to communicate with them. Would that be fair?
It was just instructions, clear and concise instructions, and when you're being told what you need to do at this level, you should be able to at least try and implement it on the pitch. And don't get me wrong, you're going to have a bad game, and if you watch the last sort of eight games before the last two, we just went man for man all over the pitch, and you just had to be better than your opponent on the day. And this league, I think that is pretty much it. You get a couple of teams that are quality. I think West Brom will be one this year. And other than that, it's just about who turns up on the day and who wins their battle against their man. If you've got 7-8 of your lads winning their battle, that means they've only got 2 or 3, and usually you might win the game.
Yeah.
And well, yes, you can get quite a long way in this division by just cutting out mistakes.
Yeah, that's it. And it, usually if you're beating your man, like I said, that means your man's making mistakes or will eventually make mistakes. And if you've wore him down and if you're still running past him after 70 minutes, he's, in his mind he's thinking, oh, do you know what I mean? So it was clear, it was basic. This year is going to be different. We're going to play football, so there will be mistakes. I played it at Brentford. You are taking more risks and you're playing in deeper areas and trying to build up and get your important players on the ball in, in specific areas, and you've got to accept that there's going to be mistakes. And obviously once is all right, two maybe, but after three, four, you've got to, that's not acceptable. But that's the whole point of learning. You can't go into them games knowing you've got to play that style and living on a knife edge thinking if I make a mistake here they're going to score and that's me done for next week or the week after. So you've got to have that bit of confidence in your mind that you know you're protected in that sense. And if you do make the mistake, you'll learn from it and you won't make it again.